The pastor of one of the largest United Methodist churches in Bloomington Normal says he considers a proposed church split over same-sex weddings and gay clergy to be good news. He says it should not fracture his congregation. Kent King Nobles is a co-pastor at First United Methodist Church in Normal, along with his wife, Kathy King Nobles. Kent tells WGLT's Eric Stock he supports the so-called One Church plan that would have enabled individual churches to decide if they wanted to break from Methodist tradition and allow same-sex marriage and openly gay clergy, but the global church struck that down last year.
I think it's been clear that there was going to be a separation. So my big question lately has been, how messy and divisive was the separation going to be? Were we going to be a church that was going to get tied up in litigation and, you know, people suing each other and, you know, having a very prolonged fight over who gets what assets? It looks like to me that all the different lobbying groups and some of the key leaders have put together a process where they could get in the same room, have a mediator help them, and come up with an amicable separation. You know, this still has to play out. A lot of things could happen. It still has to be voted when we come to General Conference this summer. What people had been trying to work out was a kind of split. The thing that they couldn't agree on were all the details. It appears that this group has worked out enough of the details that now this can move forward. And maybe, you know, maybe there'll be two different denominations after this who will both do well and do good things. That would be my hope and prayer.
The issue involving allowing same-sex weddings and gay clergy has been simmering in the Methodist Church for a number of years. It came to the surface last year when the global church formally voted to uphold the status quo, and that would have banned any pastor or church who violated the rules. As one of the largest United Methodist churches in Bloomington Normal, how has your congregation responded to this discussion? What have the conversations been like?
Well, most of the people in my congregation who have talked to me have been disappointed. They wanted to find a way that the church could be fully inclusive, not discriminate against anybody, be welcoming. And I think the not only the substance, but just kind of the tenor of the reports coming out of General Conference felt to a lot of people like they were not welcoming, they were not loving, they were not Christ-like. And I think, you know, people on many different sides of the issues all agreed that we were not at our best. We have had church members who have been very curious about, you know, what's going to happen. People who have, you know, a lot of interest in watching what is going to come down from the United Methodist Church. But I think for the most part, you know, we have people who would probably fall on different sides of most political issues in our congregation. That's the way we like it. We don't all want to agree on everything. But I think most of our church members really want to get on with the business of offering God's grace and love and not being a place where people are feeling judgment or being told that they're not okay or welcome.
Has this issue over the past year affected church membership or church participation in any way? Have people left the church in frustration? Have people joined the church after it took a stance on this issue?
I don't know in the past year. I would say in the past 10 years, there have been people who have left the church because they didn't feel like the United Methodist denomination was inclusive enough. And so they have gone elsewhere or they've dropped out of church. I don't know of anybody who's felt like our church should be more restrictive and dropped out that way. In the past year, I don't think we have seen a lot of change. Our church is in a growth mode, which is good. We celebrate that. And I don't think we have seen a lot of change because of this issue. But we have talked to a lot of people who said they're watching the issue closely and would decide their future involvement depending on what the United Methodist denomination did. It looks like to me, if the plans that we're hearing about so far, and I'm just hearing them recently too, it looks like if that goes forward, I think almost all of our members will feel proud to be United Methodist, and we'll feel like we're moving on and growing and serving in a good way.
Do you believe then the church will continue to grow, your church specifically, and are you concerned that some members who have more traditional leanings toward what the church had represented in the past might leave.
Well, I think that's always possible. And, you know, people are coming and going to churches all the time for a lot of different reasons. I really think the people that I think of in our church that would take more traditional position on some issues, and the people that I know that would take a more progressive or liberal issues, I think they love each other. I think they're glad to be part of the same church. They feel like that they can disagree. You know, if you look around town, we disagree on a lot of things in this community, but usually we try to find a way to do that and still care for each other. And that's certainly part of our church culture, and I think that will continue.
As we continue on Sound Ideas, I'm Eric Stock with Kent King Nobles, who with his wife Kathy are pastors of First United Methodist Church in Normal, one of the largest United Methodist congregations in the Twin Cities. The agreement announced Friday that awaits formal adoption at the church General Conference in May. It plans to remove the language banning same-sex clergy and would allow churches that wish to keep the traditional model to leave, and the United Methodist Church would pay them to settle elsewhere. That's almost a 180-degree turn from where the church stood less than a year ago after that vote. What do you think prompted that change? Was it negative feedback, or was it concerns that the church was going to have a perhaps more bitter fracture?
Well, if you look at the vote, the majority of delegates from the United States were not in favor of what became called the traditional plan, which really had some punitive measures with it. And that's what a lot of people really got upset about. I think most of the delegates from the United States were really ready to take a more open and inclusive stance. Of course, we're a worldwide church, 13 million members. There are a lot more delegates from Africa, from the Philippines, from all over the world, and so that is why the vote really went the way it did. There was an alliance between some more traditional lobby groups here and some international delegates that took the vote the way it went. I don't know if it's a huge turnaround. I think it's just kind of a recognition of where we are as United Methodist Church worldwide. The United States is pretty much as a denomination, United Methodist Church in the United States is ready to do things a little differently than maybe we did years back.
So given the fact that, as you alluded to, there are people in your congregation, perhaps on different sides of this issue, who may agree on 95% of the issues within the United Methodist Church, is it worth, in your view, allowing this issue to splinter the church, meaning the United Methodist Church in the U.S. versus those in Africa and other parts of the globe that wish to go differently?
I think it's important to be a global church. I think it's important to not just be locked into one location, one way of thinking. I think we always need to be learning. Part of the reason that we go to church and worship with other people is because we realize our own visions are limited, and we need others to help us grow and get a better sense of what the Bible really means, of what God is really saying to us today. I really hope that we'll continue to be a global church where we continue all the great mission work that United Methodists do around the world, make a difference in lives all around the world. I believe that will continue. I don't see why that wouldn't. But we need to not just go into a room with people that look and think just like us. We need to continue being with others. Also, we need to think about some of the people that we've left behind in possibly a little bit of emphasis on purity and righteousness. Maybe we've left out a little bit of grace and think about who is it that Jesus reached out to and who would Jesus have us welcome into the church, because after all, it's not our church. It's a church where we say that Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
That was First United Methodist Church of Normal pastor Kent King Nobles, so with Eric Stock. King Nobles says he expects all Methodist churches in the Twin Cities will support LGBTQ inclusion.